morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is the time for oral argument in the re-hearing on the bank case Yahoo versus Walid Fondo de Racism, etc. And we understand that Judge Paez is not able to be in San Francisco because of a family emergency. I understand that he is on the telephone. Are you there, Judge Paez?
Yes, that's right. I'm present here on the phone. Thank you.
Excellent. So we will proceed with the argument.
Thank you, Your Honor. May it please the Court, I'm Randall Schoenberg of Burris and Schoenberg in Los Angeles for the defendants and appellants, the League Against Racism and Anti-Semitism, and the Union of Jewish Students in France. Your Honors, we're here today to discuss personal jurisdiction under the Fifth Amendment and specifically the Due Process Clause.
Well, there's more than that.
Well, there are other issues raised, but I believe that the focal point, to coin a phrase that we'll be speaking about, should be the Fifth Amendment question of personal jurisdiction. And as I get to some of the other issues with regard to personal jurisdiction, I think abstention, for example, which we have raised, and some of the other questions will actually fold in somehow to the jurisdictional analysis. So I'd like to begin, if I may, with the three-prong test for personal jurisdiction, and specifically I think the case concerns the first and third prong of that test, namely whether my clients purposely directed their activities to this forum, and further, whether the exercise of jurisdiction comports with fair play and substantial justice. This court and other courts have held, following Calder versus Jones, the Supreme Court opinion, that jurisdiction may be exercised over a defendant, and not an alien defendant, when that alien defendant has purposely directed activities to the forum state. And that has been defined as undertaking an intentional act, causing some foreseeable injury in the forum, where that activity is expressly aimed at the forum. And the case here is where the cases in this circuit and in others have perhaps had some difficulty in clarifying what exactly does that mean to have conduct expressly aimed at the forum. A lot of it depends, I think, on how you tell the story. How we see the story is as follows. As a result of Yahoo's entry into the French market, Yahoo was sued for violating French law by my clients, and was subject to a judgment akin to an injunction with the threat of penalties if it did not comply and comport with French law.
What do you mean by Yahoo's
entry? That was French criminal law.
I'm sorry?
That was French criminal law.
Yes, it would be akin to in California, we would have a Business and Professions Code 17200 claim to enjoin someone from violations of California law. My understanding is the French action was similar to that type of action that we would have in California, Your Honor.
What do you mean by Yahoo's entry into the French market?
I think this is the rub of the case, actually. Yahoo is not just some mom-and-pop organization that set up a website in California. It's one of the largest, not the largest, internet-based companies. It is engaged in commercial activity in France. Yahoo has 20 international subsidiaries, including a subsidiary in France, which is designed to direct users, customers, if you will, to its Yahoo.com website, which is based here in California. Yahoo purposely directs its activities, if you will, in France. And as a result, it was sued for violating French law, just as if we turned the case around, a foreign company set up a California corporation subsidiary to drive customers to it. That company would be suable here under our personal jurisdiction standard in California, either because it is an alter ego, or because it has an agent, or because it's engaged in commercial activities that are purposely directed at the forum.
Mr. Schoenberg,
yes.
Did Yahoo have a French server, yahoo.fr?
I am actually unclear in my understanding as where yahoo.fr is actually physically located, and really I think doesn't necessarily decide the case. Yahoo could put its servers, its information anywhere. They could
answer to my question, yes.
The
Yahoo.fr server, but you don't know where.
I don't know. It has a server. I'm not sure if it's in France or if they've outsourced it to India or where it is.
And did Yahoo.fr take the Nazi memorabilia off it?
As a result of this lawsuit, there were certain categories. Yahoo is a series of categories, like a tree. You enter on the home page and you go down the tree, and then it points you in the direction you want to go. And there were certain categories concerning revisionist and anti-Semitic behavior that were eliminated, is my understanding, from the French website as a result of the lawsuit. That's correct. But it's our understanding, I think this is the key distinction in the case, that Yahoo was properly subject to jurisdiction in France, and I don't think that we can question that. As a result of its activities in France, it was legitimately targeted by my clients for violating French law. And I don't think anybody has suggested that what my clients did was wrongful, unreasonable, or not taken in good faith.
But it did target Yahoo.
Absolutely. There's no denying that. It targeted a company that was doing business in France, Yahoo.com.
And the remedy that you sought necessarily had effect on Yahoo.com in the United States.
I don't deny that either, Your Honor. Yahoo is an international corporation doing business in France. It was absolutely sued in France for violating French law, and the court there devised a remedy, an injunction, with the threat of penalties for violation, for that violation of French law.
Is the calculator running on the fine?
I'm sorry?
Is the calculator running on the fine?
I believe it's not, Your Honor. If one looks at the
fixed at what amount?
It was fixed at a certain amount. Is it 13,000 or 15,000? Yeah, something like that per day. It was a daily fine, but it says in the order that it will be determined at a later date by the court. And my understanding is as follows. First of all, my clients have, as a result of Yahoo's activity in removing all hate speech from its website, have disclaimed any desire to seek any penalties or any further enforcement against Yahoo in France.
What form has that disclaimer taken?
The declarations that were submitted to the district court here, Your Honor, on behalf of both of my clients say that...
Are they binding in any sense? That is to say, if your client were tomorrow to decide to go to that French court, get whatever piece of paper they want, come to this country and get an enforcement, are there prior statements going to prevent them from doing that?
I would think that it would be an admission against them. I don't know in French law whether that would be admission.
Any contractual arrangement? I'm trying to figure out whether this statement is in any way legally enforceable against your clients should they change their mind.
There is no settlement agreement, Your Honor, but there is a statement made by them that I believe is binding, that as far as I know from my clients recently, they intend to abide by.
So you believe it's binding. On what do you base that belief?
On my understanding that it would be considered an admission.
An admission having what consequence? An admission of what?
Admission of substantial compliance. In other words, they would have to come into court in France and say that Yahoo was not in compliance with the French order in order to obtain a judgment of penalties, but they have admitted that Yahoo is in substantial compliance, just as Yahoo.fr was.
And what's the word substantial mean? That sounds like a qualifier. You didn't quite say they are in compliance. You said they're in substantial compliance.
Right. I used the same terminology that the French court did in finding that Yahoo.fr had been, by the time of the second order, in substantial compliance with the original order. It's a broad order.
Now, and they're in substantial compliance by doing something here in the United States?
My understanding is, yes, Yahoo worldwide has removed certain items from its website, and on my understanding also is they have no intention of bringing those back.
I guess we can ask them that.
Yes.
But if they might have some intention of bringing that back, if we were to hold, number one, that there's jurisdiction in this country or in this lawsuit, and number two, that any order purporting to bind Yahoo with respect to what it does with respect to Yahoo.com in the United States is unconstitutional, well, they might want to resume some of the behavior that you say they are no longer engaging in. Is that right?
I guess anything's possible, Your Honor, but as of this stage...
I asked you about, invisible aliens coming from Mars. I thought that was a reasonable question. Well, they might actually want to do that.
It is, but it may be a reasonable question, but I'm not so certain that my esteemed colleague here is going to say that Yahoo intends now to start reselling again Nazi banners and daggers and canisters of Zyklon B, which is what brought about this lawsuit. I don't think Yahoo has that intention.
That was a waffling sort of statement. those were very specific things you mentioned, but the order running against them is much broader than that.
The order is broad, and yet it's not as draconian, and this is a point that I'd like to make. It's not clear yet from the record, but I was notified by a French professor, or actually American law professor, who's writing on this case. There's a mistranslation of the order. The order in France says, and you can tell if you read French or if you compare it with other translations, it doesn't say they have to take all necessary means to prevent access. It says they have to take all available means.
And what are the French words?
It's mesure de nature. And earlier in the opinion, you see mesure nécessaire, the word necessary is used. But in the actual order, it says all available means, mesure de nature. And I think it's a broad order asking Yahoo to do what is reasonable to prevent access by French citizens to its website.
Counsel, with respect to the fine portion of the order, who would enforce this? Assuming Yahoo continues not to pay the fine, and it is determined that the fine should be enforceable by some sort of action in this country, who would bring that action?
I think it's a fair question. My understanding is there is no fine at the moment, that something else would have to happen. The court would have to find that there had been a violation and impose a fine.
Well, let me ask specifically, do your clients intend to pursue any financial remedy against Yahoo?
Not in this country, no.
What about in France?
That I don't know. I don't know, Your Honor. Yahoo said they don't have assets in France. My understanding is they do have a...
Well, I assume they must have some sort of payables that or receivables that
yes.
would come with respect to their French advertising.
The answer is I don't know my client's intentions in that regard.
But in any event, your client disclaims any notion of enforcing a money judgment against Yahoo in this country.
My understanding is, yes, they do not have any intention to do that.
Thank you.
What's your client's position? Why are we here now? I mean, why isn't this moot?
Well, it's a good question. We don't think the case is ripe, and we've raised that at every level so far. The question presented, though, is whether, under the Fifth Amendment, the case should have been allowed to go forward.
We have a question whether there was jurisdiction in the district court.
Right.
And if we were to decide that the district court had jurisdiction over non-wrongful conduct of your client in seeking an enforcement remedy in California, would that be the only thing we could decide and then remand? Or in other words, what else would be before us then?
If Your Honor decided there was jurisdiction.
Right. Why would we have to get into the First Amendment or anything else that the district court... why would that be before us if the district court was wrong saying there was no jurisdiction?
If the district court was wrong and there was... The district court said there was jurisdiction, Your Honor. So, Your Honor, if you reverse on the due process question...
Then
judgment would have to be entered in my client's favor because there would be no jurisdiction here. If Your Honor found there was jurisdiction, then there are at least two other issues that we've raised, the ripeness and abstention issues, which would probably be addressed by this court, I believe. But if the matter is affirmed, then the judgment is affirmed, and there is a very broad judgment that the district court issued saying that any order or any comparable type of order based on these French injunctions would be unenforceable in the United States. But we did not challenge the substance of the order, Your Honor, is on appeal.
So the only questions now in front of us are personal jurisdiction, rightness, abstention.
That's correct, Your Honor. That's
possibly mootness. I mean, you have suggested that your client has, not simply that it's not decided yet, it's not ripe. What I've heard you say this morning is that your client has closed the door. So I go back to the suggestion raised by Judge Gould. Is this case moot in your eyes?
I think... Under the facts as they stand now, yes, there's no case or controversy. It's moot. If Yahoo were to change its website, then the case would no longer be moot, is my understanding.
Now, why do you keep saying, is my understanding? I mean, are you making a representation on behalf of your client? Are you talking about what you understand, but you may be wrong?
I mean, no, I've spoken with my clients, and that's the instructions that they've given me, that if the status quo remains, there is no further action that they are going to take with regard to these judgments.
And is it moot if if that's so, is it moot even if Yahoo says to us, well, we've done certain things in response to this judgment because we're trying to reduce our exposure to a fine, but we don't want to do them?
Right. Well, if Yahoo would come in and say, we intend to change our website, obviously my clients would have to make a decision then what they wish to do with regard to that in terms of
French court at that point, or they can. Do you have basically a mandate through the French court judgment that to assess, or your client does, to assess whatever variables Yahoo may inject onto its website in light of your disclaimer of money damages? If they make a change that your clients find objectionable,
yes,
is the judgment enough to then reinstitute a claim for damages, or would they have to go back to the French court?
They would absolutely have to go to the French court. That's in the terms of the order, that the French court reserved jurisdiction to decide what type of enforcement or what type of penalty would be imposed for the failure of Yahoo to comply with the injunction.
I'm not sure I understand your answer. Maybe I didn't make
I'm
my
sorry.
Question clear. You have an authority under the website content as it existed at the time of the judgment. Is that correct? That is, whatever Yahoo had on its website you were concerned about, that's what caused the French court to impose the fine.
Yes.
Now you said, all right.
But there's no fine been imposed. I'm sorry.
I understand, but you had the authority. There was a number calculated and 13,000 francs and the like.
Right.
That gave the basis for a monetary claim. Now, Yahoo, as I understand, has taken some actions with respect to its website. Your client has said the status quo as it now exists based on what Yahoo has done in response to the judgments and is acceptable to it, and there's no more claim for accrued monetary damages. Now, Yahoo tomorrow, in light of all that, makes some content changes. You're saying that you would have to go back to the French court and say, okay, now we want a new judgment that says start a fine running, or you
yes.
can just rely on the existing judgment.
No, under the original judgment, we would be required to go to court to set the amount of penalty. Just, it would be the same as if a court in California issued an injunction and said violation of this injunction could result in penalties up to $10,000 per day. Then if there was an alleged violation, parties would go to court, the court would decide if the injunction needs to be changed, if the penalty is reasonable, the amount of the penalty, etc. And Yahoo didn't wait for that, and I think that's very important.
I'd like to clear up the fact that there is no money judgment in this case.
That's correct.
It was a criminal case, and you can't put corporations in jail, so the punishment is a fine.
Yeah, that's correct.
Right?
That's correct.
And your clients have no interest whatsoever in that fine. The fine goes to the state of to the French government.
I believe that's correct, Your Honor.
How can your clients?
I don't know for sure.
How can your clients then waive it?
I'm sorry.
How can your clients waive the fine?
I said that they have no intention of seeking the imposition of this fine. It's not.
Fine the French authorities that be the beneficiary of the fine.
I don't think so, Your Honor. My understanding is that this is akin to what we would have in California, 17200 type claim. In other words, private individuals bring a suit to enjoin the violation of law. The Attorney General can be a party to those claims in California, just as the French authorities were a party to this claim in France.
Are there attorney fees as under 17200 that as private attorneys general you'd be able to collect?
Yes, Your Honor. If you look at the French award, there was an allocation of attorney's fees, etc. The issue, if I could return to the jurisdictional question, because I've looked carefully at the various cases that this court has issued and in the Supreme Court authority, and I think there are two ways of resolving the case and clarifying the law if that's necessary. One would be to find that in order to have express aiming under the purposeful direction test, one has to be engaged in wrongful conduct. And there's no allegation that my clients engaged in any wrongful conduct whatsoever.
Well, that's not quite right. There's an allegation that this French judgment, if enforced against Yahoo in the United States, violates the First Amendment. Now, that may not be wrongful in the sense of tort, but if they're correct in their substantive contention as to the First Amendment, their First Amendment rights would be violated by such an order. Isn't that right?
But not by any wrongful order, in other words. They may be constrained. Yahoo may be constrained because it enters the world marketplace and as a result, is subjected to orders. But the First Amendment does not bar foreign countries from imposing judgments on American citizens who venture abroad.
Where does Calder say it has to be unlawful?
Calder itself has language stating that it applies to tortious conduct. And there,
limited to tortious conduct?
That's the real question. Is there some other category outside of tortious and wrongful conduct?
About injury, and would not there be an injury in this case, a constitutional deprivation, and maybe or maybe not now,
but
injury in the form of monetary penalty?
But there have been injuries in other cases. There's injury in the Schwarzenegger case. There's injury in the Cybercell case in this district. The court has said that something more has to occur other than someone takes an action in a foreign state and causes injury.
I thought the something more was that the conduct has to be directed to the forum state, but I don't think I've never seen any precedent saying that something more is that the conduct has to be wrongful.
Well, in Bancroft and Masters, in the concurring opinion by Judge Sneed and Judge Trott, I believe they in fact did say that. They said they suggested that.
That's a concurring opinion.
That's correct.
And we were not really bound even by a panel opinion. If we don't think it's correct.
I agree, Your Honor.
There's nothing in the Supreme Court's precedent that I've been aware of that would say that the conduct directed to a forum has to be wrong. Am I missing something?
There's nothing that expressly says that. However, there's been no case. We're talking here, I think, about the farthest reaches of jurisdiction in the progression from the 19th century concept, which was territorial, that developed in the 20th century and now into the 21st century into cases where we have cases like Calder versus Jones with the effects test. This is the farthest reach of jurisdiction, and there's been no Supreme Court case, and we're not aware of any other case that has allowed a court to assert jurisdiction over a defendant when that defendant is not engaged in any tortious or wrongful conduct. Now, that's not to say that a new court could, and that leads me to the second issue that I wanted to raise, and whether you address it under the first test, purposeful direction, or under the fair, plain, substantial justice.
Jurisdiction, though, depends on what is alleged, doesn't it, not on the merits?
Well, at this stage, it's a judgment, so it's more than the allegations. It would have to depend on what facts were presented to the court. This isn't just on a motion to dismiss. There's actually a final judgment here. But there's no allegation of any wrongful conduct. And let me address then the difference for the focal point or individualized targeting or express aim. I believe that under the third prong of the inquiry, of the due process inquiry, whether there's fair play or substantial justice, not only would it be incorrect to subject a defendant to jurisdiction for conduct that wasn't wrongful, but it also would be improper, I think, to subject a defendant to jurisdiction where the conduct was not undertaken in bad faith and the conduct was reasonable, and, in other words, if there was a reasonable basis for taking the action. Here we have French defendants who took action in France that was targeted at a goal in France. In other words, they were protecting French citizens from violations of French law in France. If you look, for example, at the cease and desist letter, I don't think anybody's suggesting a single cease and desist letter would confer jurisdiction. But if you look at that for another purpose, it says the practice is illegal according to French legislation, and it is incumbent upon you to stop it at least on the French territory. That was the goal. And I think the court should find, as a matter of law, that if a defendant, a foreign defendant, has a legitimate purpose, a reasonable purpose, a not wrongful purpose in undertaking their acts, that act in a foreign jurisdiction cannot be the source of jurisdiction in this forum.
The thing that's troublesome is that to the extent you can't limit it to the French citizens and the people in France, where it has does have a substantial, consequential, predictable, understood impact in the United States, so that basically the tail is wagging the dog, if you will. You're saying that your legitimate interests of your clients therefore must be protected against United States jurisdiction to allow Yahoo to test its rights in the United States. It's not as if they're trying to sue and haul into court is in the Schwarzenegger case, where they're trying to bring somebody in for committing a tort and impose damages on. Yahoo wants a declaration of its rights under U.S.
Well,
why is this at the farthest reaches? What is unfair
about that situation? I don't mean to be flip, but a lot of companies would like declarations from U.S. courts that what they do abroad is okay or not okay. Well, but the question is whether you can bring these defendants into court.
Why do you say
seeking a remedy that's in, it's going to have its major impact in the United States?
But the same would be, for example, to forget the internet. Coca-Cola has one formula for Coca-Cola. It decides to market it in a country that it's illegal to have a certain ingredient. So someone in that country brings a case and gets an injunction. Coca-Cola, you cannot market this product
in our
country.
And you can limit the injunction there then, and the effect. You can simply say Coca-Cola in X country may not market its product with that ingredient in it. You can't do that in this
country. Right, but Coca-Cola then has two choices. They can either change their formula everywhere, which they would argue violates their rights here in America, or they can take what this court asks, take necessary steps to avoid violating the law in that country. And I think as soon as Yahoo stepped into France by setting up a subsidiary, by directing advertising to visitors who come from French identifiable French locations, they became something more than just a local company here putting up a website. They were in France, and they got subjected to a judgment in France that was absolutely legitimate.
So Mr. Schoenberg, what is the, as you see it, what is the total extent of contact between your clients and the state of California?
This case is all about, is it enough that they filed a lawsuit against a defendant here in California? They've alleged other contacts. They've said, we sent us one cease and desist letter. We served process through the Hague Convention. It's all about we filed a lawsuit. It's the same as if a woman has her ex-husband is harassing her from another state, and you file a lawsuit in this state to get an injunction to stop the harassment. That's what they did.
Can I nail down what we've talked about before, at least as best I can with respect to mootness? Are you representing to this court on behalf of your client that Yahoo now is in compliance with the French order such that damages or fine under that order are not appropriate?
Yes.
Okay.
I'd like to reserve the remainder of my time for rebuttal, if I may.
Can you do that? Can you represent that on behalf of the French government?
No.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Good morning, Your Honors. May it please the court, Robert Van Der Ed on behalf of Appellee Yahoo, Inc. Appellant Yahoo, Inc. Before I get to the issue of jurisdiction, I want to address a couple of factual questions that came up in the argument. And the reason I want to do that is I appreciate that counsel may not be as familiar with the record, but there's been some confusion this morning about the difference between Yahoo France and Yahoo.com. The facts, the undisputed facts, are set out in Judge Fogel's opinion and in Judge Brunetti's opinion as well. Yahoo, Inc. is an American company that operates a website based in California on U.S.-based servers under Yahoo.com. Yahoo, Inc. owns the stock of a number of foreign subsidiaries, including a company called Yahoo SAS France, which operates a website in France, yahoo.fr. Yahoo, Inc. itself does not do business in France. Yahoo.fr is a French website. It complies with French law. It has always complied with French law. Yahoo, Inc., which operates Yahoo.com, has no assets in France and does not do business in France. And that is what the district court found on the undisputed facts.
Well, what about the revenues that, whether it's Yahoo.com or Yahoo.fr, are entitled to for advertisements that are on the FR website?
Those go to the French company, and indeed, the French court was asked by the defendants in this case if they could collect the fines against Yahoo.fr. And the French court specifically ruled that Yahoo.fr complied with French law, was a separate corporation, and was not subject to the fines that the French court was leveling against Yahoo. The only jurisdiction in which this order can be enforced is this one. There are no assets in France, and there is no operation by Yahoo.com in France.
What about the shares? Vander, when you say against whom this order can be enforced, is there an order for a monetary judgment at this moment?
There is an injunctive order, and noncompliance is subject to a fine of 13,400 francs per day.
And is that finally determined sum accruing daily?
That sum is potentially accruing daily.
What does that mean, potentially?
It means the court has announced that Yahoo must do the following things, and if it doesn't, it is subject to a fine of 13,400 francs per day.
Mr. Vander Ette, before we get to the specific jurisdiction of the district court,
yes,
help me out with our jurisdiction. If La Ligue is saying they are no longer seeking enforcement of anything in the United States, then, you know, where's the beef? Why are we here?
Well,
I realize Yahoo may have a controversy with the French government or with parties in France about this potential order. But if La Ligue isn't trying to enforce it here, why are we here?
Well, I think Judge Brunetti correctly addressed that issue in his opinion. In the first place, we could easily solve this with a stipulation that the order is not enforceable in the United States. There is a difference between Yahoo and La Ligue about whether or not the French judgment is enforceable.
But whether it's enforceable or not, if
right.
La Ligue, which is the party in this suit, if La Ligue isn't trying to enforce it, how do we have a genuine controversy?
Well, because as Judge Brunetti pointed out, La Ligue statement, public statements have all been conditional. They have all been to the effect that assuming Yahoo operates a policy that we're satisfied with, we won't enforce the judgment. And secondly, as Judge Brunetti observed, that position is not binding on the French court. The French court issued this injunction. It is a criminal statute in France.
But the French court is not a party to the district, to this lawsuit.
No, it isn't. No,
so
it isn't.
So whether it binds them or not, if La Ligue isn't in a controversy.
But La Ligue is. La Ligue wants to have a Damoclean sword hanging over Yahoo. And the danger, as one court observed, of a Damoclean sword is not necessarily that it falls, but that it hangs. It wants to be able to say to Yahoo, you operate your site in a manner that we approve of, even if the speech is protected by the United States, and we won't seek to enforce this judgment, as long as you do it the way we want. That is not a lack of a controversy. Yahoo is entitled to the freedom that the United States Constitution affords it, and its users are entitled to that.
Can I ask a question that I think follows up on Judge Gould's question? Has Yahoo Inc., not Yahoo France, but Yahoo Inc., the defendant, and now plaintiff in this case, altered its behavior because of the French order?
No. Yahoo announced a policy change. Let me back up a second. La Ligue sought, and the French court issued, a very broad injunction. It applies to all of Yahoo.com sites. And it says you must take all means, and we can argue about whether it's necessary or reasonable. I don't think for the constitutional issue it matters. You must take all means to ensure that there is no access to any sites that would constitute an apology for Nazism or a belittling of the fact of the Holocaust. While this suit in France was pending, Yahoo changed from a free site to a pay site, and as part of that switch, announced an internal policy change applicable to only its commercial auction sites. And it announced it would not accept advertising or things for sale on its commercial sites that were associated with hate speech. That was a new policy Yahoo announced. This policy does not apply to any of the sites other than the auction sites, the commercial sites. In other words, not the chat rooms, not any of the other sites where there is discussion, including all of the discussion about whether or not the Holocaust occurred.
I think I'm okay. So my next question then is, I'm hearing from them that they have no problem with what you are now doing. I'm hearing from you that you've not changed your behavior in response to the order. My next question is, if the order were lifted, would you go back to behavior that is prohibited by the order?
Yahoo wants to have the freedom to operate its site the way it wants.
That's not my question.
Yes.
Not wants to have it in some general abstract sense. Would you, in fact, change your behavior?
I don't know if Yahoo would or not. There's nothing in the record about that. I do know that Yahoo is not in compliance with the French order.
Oh, but they say you are.
They say they're satisfied with the way Yahoo is now. That is not binding on the French court. We are indisputably not in compliance with the French order. Judge Fogel himself ran a search of the Yahoo sites and found 13,400 sites that constituted an apology for Nazism or a questioning of whether the Holocaust occurred. Those sites would violate French law.
Okay, I thought I heard.
Are you familiar with the Act of State Doctrine?
Yes, I am, Your Honor.
Why doesn't that preclude the district court from exercising jurisdiction in this?
Because comedy, the principles of comedy.
It's a matter of abstention, isn't it?
No, it isn't.
Yes, it is.
Whether or not a
act of state doctrine, counsel, believe me.
But whether or not
states is an act of abstention. You should abstain from judging acts of state of other nations.
We are not judging the validity of the French judgment in France. What we are asking for is a declaration that it is not enforceable in the United States. Foreign judgments, including, are not enforceable in the United States.
Threat of enforcement.
Excuse me?
Where is the threat of enforcement? In order to have a lawsuit, you have to have a dispute.
We do have a dispute.
Both sides say that they're not going to enforce it.
That they say they're not going to enforce it as long as Yahoo behaves the way they want them to behave.
Okay, let me. How would it be enforced in the United States?
It would be enforced by La Ligue coming with an enforcement action, asking the court to enforce the French judgment, i.e., to order Yahoo to conform to the French order or to pay a fine.
Isn't there a missing person in this whole scenario? The prosecutor in France or some public official, whether it's the court or whatever, how can the League enforce a fine against Yahoo here to be imposed and collected by the French government?
They could enforce the injunction they obtained. They were the party. This was not brought by the prosecutor in France. It was brought by La Ligue. And La Ligue obtained the judgment. They were the party. This was not a suit instituted by the French government.
And if they represent here before this court that they have no intention of seeking any monetary enforcement or damages, that we can accept that, can we not?
But that's not what their statements are. Their statements are, as long as Yahoo continues with its present policy, they don't intend. But Yahoo has the freedom, and its users have the freedom under the United States Constitution, to change their mind.
Is the present policy limited to French sites?
No, it's limited only to the U.S. site. The French subsidiary, the French site, has always been in compliance with French law.
So in his Coca-Cola analogy, is it your situation that you have, assuming you were violating French law in the first place, but you have eliminated the illegal ingredient out of Coca-Cola sold in France. And so what they're now trying to do is to have you change the formula in the United States.
In the United States. That's the declaration we're seeking, that French order cannot, which runs against the U.S. company can't be enforced here. The only place it could be enforced.
Well, with regard to this sword that Yahoo thinks is hanging over its head from La Ligue, do we have any precedents that say that that kind of threat, potential threat, that a party might later sue you, gives jurisdiction for us to adjudicate now?
Yes, Your Honor. I think Judge Brunetti, again, in the ripeness section, covered those. I don't have them at hand, but they're listed in that the threat of potential chill of speech is a sufficient damage to seek enforcement under the Declaratory Judgment Act. Judge Brunetti and Judge Fogel went through those cases in their opinion on the ripeness issue.
Some discussion during the League's argument of substantial compliance. Where did that term come from, as you understand it?
I think it's a statement made by the League after we instituted the suit saying, as far as we're concerned, Yahoo's new commercial policy constitutes substantial compliance with the French order, and as long as they follow that, we're not going to enforce the order.
Is that a statement made only in the American action, or is it a statement made to the French?
It's a statement made only to reporters, as far as I know. It was never made. In fact, Judge Fogel below pressed the court, pressed La Ligue, as to why, if that's the way it felt, did it not bring that to the attention of the French court and have the injunction dissolved, and it could solve the problem, and they did not do that. They refused to do that. They want to have the potential for enforcement.
Mr. Van Der Ette, may I ask you a couple of questions about French law? You may be able to answer them. This proceeding in France was a proceeding brought under the criminal law, the penal law of France, by an individual. That's allowed under civil law.
Yes.
The French analog to the District Attorney, USA attorney, appears in that action. Is that correct?
Yes. My Yahoo counsel tells me that's correct.
The next question is this. Even though La Ligue makes a representation and perhaps signs it in blood that they will not attempt to collect this fine, does that bind the state attorney?
It does not.
Has the state attorney threatened to enforce the fine against Yahoo in this country?
There's been none that I'm aware of, no threats that I'm aware of.
What bothers me about this whole posture is, why don't we wait until there is an attempt to enforce against Yahoo in this country? At that point, you can get your declaratory judgment.
The problem for a public company is, let me back up a second and talk about Congress and the Communications Decency Act, because it goes exactly to what Your Honor said. Congress passed the Communications Decency Act and included a provision that exempted ISPs, Internet Service Providers, from liability for content posted by others on their sites. And the express legislative history says the reason we're doing that is speech on ISPs is not the speech of ISPs. It's American citizens speaking. And if faced with the threat of potential liability, Congress was concerned that ISPs would say, gee, if I'm going to be subject to lawsuits all over the country, I'm just going to cut these guys off. Why should I? So they relieved American ISPs of potential liability because they recognized that the potential threat of lawsuits would chill speech. Here we have a judgment in which the court has said, Yahoo, you must take this material off your site, and if you don't, you're subject to a 13,400 franc per day of noncompliance.
13,400 euros.
Euros a day. It does make quite a difference. An American company that sees that potential clock ticking, it grows, the potential fines are growing each day of noncompliance. At some point, a public company such as Yahoo, which is responsible to its shareholders, has to start noticing that, gee, that potential fine now is up at $2 billion or $3 billion. why am I subjecting myself to this?
But I think the answer to that, or at least the possible answer is to that, the other side has indicated they have no intent to enforce this against you because they, in their view, you are complying with the order.
That is what they have said as of now.
Well, they say it right now, and they've represented that to this court.
But the fact is, we're not in compliance with the order, and everybody knows it. And if LICRA has...
Knows it except the other side, apparently.
But in response to the lower court, at the time of the injunction was issued, the judgment was issued by Judge Fogel, they refused to give anything but a conditional statement. As long as Yahoo follows this policy, we won't. But if Yahoo changes it, we may go in and collect the whole fine.
But then that comes back to my question to you. Do you have any present intent in changing that? And I think I heard your answer, no. Or maybe I missed the answer.
No, my answer was I can't speak. There's nothing in the record as to what Yahoo's intentions are or are not.
Is Yahoo's current policy,
yes,
the one that was adopted that you described,
right,
was that policy adopted in any way in response to this dependency of this lawsuit in France?
When Yahoo announced the policy, they said it was an independently arrived at policy.
Does Yahoo have to disclose? Not really. Does Yahoo have to disclose on its public filings with the SEC the potential of this fine?
Yes, it does, Your Honor.
And is that in the record as to how they've characterized it?
I do not believe that's in the record.
Isn't there something in the record regarding an 8K filing where you do recognize this?
Is there something in the record regarding an 8K filing?
I don't believe it's in the record in the U.S. court.
You don't want to admit to an SEC violation.
I certainly am not going to do that on behalf of my client.
Yahoo has publicly expressed its admiration for these two French companies.
Yes, we have.
Fight against anti-Semitism.
Yes, we have.
So why are you afraid of them now?
We're not afraid of them at all.
They're not going to enforce anything against Yahoo. They said that publicly.
They have said.
So where is the case or controversy that gives rise to this lawsuit?
The case or controversy is over whether or not that judgment is enforceable ever in the United States.
There's no threat.
There is a real threat.
Where? Who's going to bring the threat?
LICRA could file at any time it chose. There's nothing other than counsel's statement this morning.
You don't trust them then like you publicly said you do.
I admire their work greatly. But Yahoo needs the assurance that this order is not enforceable in the United States. And other American servers, Yahoo... I will say that there are statements in the record that LICRA has said that this is only the first of many lawsuits and that we intend to make American service providers comply with French law, and the Yahoo judgment will help us do that. And that is alleged in the complaint that the intent, in fact, was to create an interim effect for all American ISPs.
You know, maybe that was then and this is now. I mean, lots of times cases are live when they're in a district court and they become moot by the time they reach us.
But this is not
moot. So unless there's an actual threat of enforcement by the current party, why do we... I'm still having trouble.
Because the potential fine is accruing constantly, and it hangs over Yahoo.
How could it be accruing if you've got them on the record saying you're in compliance for now, and if in the future you change, maybe then it starts accruing again, but for now I don't see how they could possibly...
The clock is accruing. We're not in compliance. They are saying they're satisfied.
Aren't they going to be judicially stopped from trying to assert that they're entitled to collect something?
They have never told the French court that at all. It is not binding on the French court.
It seems sort of strange to have a district court action proceed to declare Yahoo, by virtue of the First Amendment, doesn't have to worry about this when no one's trying to enforce it here.
I don't know. I don't have the confidence that it will never be enforced. This could become...
I'm not looking at it as a question of confidence, but just Like, is there a sufficient showing to invoke federal court jurisdiction now?
I do believe there is, Your Honor. And I believe Judge Brunetti extensively addressed that.
I read what Judge Brunetti said as you were chatting, and at least I, as one judge, I'm not satisfied he's addressed the situation here.
Has there been an effort to settle this case that's been rebuffed such that you can't get a contractual
term? We would be delighted with a stipulation that the order, the French order, is not enforceable in the United States. We'd be delighted to have that, and the appeal would be dismissed.
Now, but don't you need to can they enter into a binding stipulation that would then bind the French court?
Would bind them if they entered into a stipulation that said, we stipulate that this judgment is not enforceable in the United States.
Well, you can't stipulate it's not enforceable, but they can stipulate
that they would not seek its enforcement.
A covenant not to execute.
Excuse me?
A covenant not to execute.
Yes.
But that would not bind the state attorney.
It would not.
Well, is the state attorney, under French law, able to enforce this judgment? The state attorney, as far as I can tell, didn't bring the suit in France in the first place.
The state attorney did not, but I believe the state attorney is empowered to enforce the French judgment. I don't know that that's in the record.
The state attorney, as far as I can tell, isn't sitting here and doesn't have a table in this court.
He does not.
And doesn't have a place in the caption of this lawsuit.
He does not.
And so I'm not sure we can say the case is alive because of something the state attorney could do.
The French case is still very much alive.
Oh, Alique
has taken no steps to have it dismissed at all.
Is it fair to assume that you could not have joined the state attorney in an American court as you joined Alique because of foreign sovereign immunity?
I believe that's correct, Your Honor.
I came to the argument today, at least initially thinking, that your client may have been put in the position of exercising the Hobson's choice whether to change its content or face a massive fine. Do I now understand, A, that it has not changed its content in response to the French judgment? That's my first question.
It has of yet not changed its content. It still faces that Hobson's choice as the potential fines get greater.
Answer to my question, has it changed its practice, its behavior in response to the French judgment? The answer is no.
Yahoo's announcement was that it was an independent policy.
So the answer is no. Is it that hard
no.
to say
no, no.
or yes?
No, I'll say no.
All right, the second part of my question is that you apparently do not face a massive fine.
We do face a massive fine, Your Honor. It is accruing every day. The potential fine is accruing every day. There is an injunction, a live injunction, pending in France that says on all your sites you must prevent any access to a discussion of whether the Holocaust occurred or anything that could be construed as an apology for Nazism, subject to a fine of 13,400 euros per day.
But is that more than the potential that you have every time you go into another country and possibly run afoul of their criminal law, which can be enforced after the fact that a large sanction...
But this injunction has already been entered.
And the parties that obtained the injunction are arguing that you are in substantial compliance so that they don't have a right to... They say that it's not accruing because the meter's not ticking because you're in compliance. I mean, this is... We've got a mirror image here of what this case is supposed to be about, presumably because one party wants to be in this room and the other party doesn't. But is there a serious threat, more than the kind of threat that exists in any context when you're operating in a foreign country and a criminal sanction could potentially be imposed, is there a serious threat of this sanction being imposed?
Yes.
Based on what?
Based on the fact that there is an injunction and that by any objective analysis of Yahoo's behavior, it is not in compliance with the injunction.
Let me ask you then, give me about three examples of the ways in which Yahoo is currently not in compliance with the injunction. And then when we hear the other side stand up, I want them to say you either are or are not. Okay, what ways are you in violation of the injunction?
On the commercial sites, French law prohibits the exhibition of any Nazi symbol, whether on stamps, government-issued memorabilia. Yahoo continues to allow the sale on its auction sites, for example, of stamps from the Third Reich, of coins from the Third Reich, all of which bear the swastika and are legal in France. Secondly, all expressive works are not included in Yahoo's policy. Mein Kampf, as Judge Fogel noted, can be and is still sold on Yahoo's site. And that was one of the specific demands.
Prevents you from selling that on a Yahoo site?
Yes, okay. It does. Lastly, and perhaps most importantly, on all of the non-commercial sites, those are the chat rooms, websites that have discussion, did the Holocaust really occur? Is Nazism a good thing or a bad thing? Judge Fogel found, I think something like 10,000 or more sites on Yahoo.com that would be in violation of the French injunction. They are still operating.
Okay. Thank you.
I never got to talk about jurisdiction, but what I did want to say before I quit is the exercise of jurisdiction over an out-of-state defendant is not meant as an act of punishment for wrongdoing. It's instead an objective evaluation of the relationship between the defendant, the underlying activities that gave rise to the suit, and the forum.
But we have International Shoe, which establishes the fundamental fairness test.
Yes, it does.
Dragging somebody into a court in California who actually lives in Paris, France.
But who targeted a California resident specifically. This is, you know, the Calder effects test that was mentioned was designed to address a much tougher issue than this one, and that was, can you have purposeful direction when the defendant has never had any contact with the forum or any direct contact with the forum resident? We don't have that here. We have indisputable targeting by LICRA of Yahoo, service of process in this jurisdiction, and more importantly, the efforts were specifically designed to achieve a result in this forum, the changing of Yahoo's servers in this forum, and that's the injunction that was sought, and that was the injunction that was obtained.
Can I ask a question as someone who doesn't understand computers?
I don't know that I'm the right person to answer it, but
I am here in California, and I want to buy a copy of Mein Kampf.
Yes.
Can I do it on a Yahoo website?
Yes.
And does this injunction affect that?
Yes.
It would mean that I could not?
If Yahoo complied with the injunction, it would mean you could not.
Can I follow
anywhere up? Anywhere in the world?
Anywhere in the world. Just to follow up on those two questions, I'm now in France under my hypothetical. I go to Yahoo.com, I find a copy of a Mein Kampf on sale on the pay site, I buy it. Would it be sent to me in France?
Yahoo doesn't sell it.
I understand.
But
the transaction could be completed.
The transaction could be completed, Yahoo. And the person could be arrested in France. Yes.
And the book would show up in France.
If the seller chose to sell it.
Okay.
Yahoo isn't the seller.
Why in the world does Yahoo desire to make a profit over anti-Semitism?
It does not desire to make.
Well,
why
don't you? Over. Why don't you exercise self? Everybody exercises self. Censorship. Why doesn't Yahoo?
Yahoo has exercised self-censorship in its commercial sites. People sometimes distribute in the United States. I just remind the person who brought the English translation of Mein Kampf to the United States was Alan Cranston. He financed it by himself.
I'm talking about the stamps, and I'm talking about the coins. Why do you continue to advertise them when you know that they're bad?
But people collect stamps for reasons that have nothing to do with anti-Semitism.
But yes, okay, maybe they want to sell them someday on Yahoo.
Or they want to have a collection of all the stamps that were ever issued.
Okay, you have more than used your time.
Thank you, Your Honors.
Thank you. I gather I should address the question that was posed.
I wouldn't mind. Yeah, we've got three of them. Are they legal or illegal?
It's It's a nuanced answer, if I can, Your Honor. I'm sorry. Because the order doesn't say Yahoo cannot have these things on its website. It says it has to take reasonable measures to prevent French visitors to its website from accessing that. And that's a big distinction, Your Honor. So I don't think anybody has an issue with stamps and coins that I'm aware of. With regard to selling Mein Kampf, I think it's illegal.
Does that mean that Yahoo has to go to 40 million Frenchmen and put a V-chip on each one of their computers to stop the Nazi stuff coming in?
No, and that's the point. It has to do what the French court found was reasonable and available, and that is identify French visitors, which Yahoo already does because it targets French advertising at them. In other words, if you log on to the Internet through a French, like here we have Earthlink, so they have their version of Earthlink or AOL. If you go through a French one, Yahoo identifies that and they put French advertisements on the web page. It changes based on where you access from. So if they can identify it for purposes of advertising, they can certainly identify it for purposes of issuing warnings or blocking access to it. And that's what the French court required. And the reason I refer to reasonable...
Are they doing that now or not?
With regard to which... I don't know whether they're doing that now with regard to...
But they represent to us just now that they are in violation. And you're saying that you don't know whether they're in violation.
I don't know that they can that you can access... I couldn't test it from here whether if I got on from France...
But I thought you said when you stood up before that they are not in violation.
I don't know that...
Your client protested.
I'm sorry?
Your client presumably tested.
My client could test it, and I presume they have, and in their declarations, which are at the supplemental excerpts of record at 378 through 381, they say that we don't take into, because of Yahoo's actions in limiting access to various sites on its website concerning hate speech, they have no intention of taking any further action.
So why isn't there a stipulation? Why are we guessing here as to whether you guys have a dispute or not when the parties say they don't, you say you don't, and yet you can't give us ironclad responses, understandably, because there's no contractual arrangement between the parties.
The reason is the same reason that my colleague couldn't give a really straight answer as to what does Yahoo intend to do in the future. My clients will not give up the right to go to France and enforce the French judgment against Yahoo in France if they revert to their old ways and violate French law.
But I just heard you say that you weren't even sure whether they're violating French law now.
My understanding from my clients is that they're in substantial compliance, and that term is not one I made up. It's the one that the French court used to refer to what Yahoo France had done in France at ER 140 and 141. So my time is up, unless there are any further questions.
There don't appear to be any right now. Thank you.
Thank God for the argument.
Yeah, interesting argument. The case is submitted for decision. And the court stands adjourned. All right.